Kwang V. Kehani, K-E-Y-H-A-N-I, 26207381. At this time, the court has defense counsel here in person in the courtroom, and plaintiff's counsel is appearing via Zoom. Can I have plaintiff's counsel introduce yourself for the record?
Yes, morning, David Britton for Po Su Hwang.
All right, and defense?
Good morning, Your Honor. Sebastian Stockpile of the Housing Justice Project on behalf of Mr. Sasan Kehani.
One second, thank you very much. All right, does everyone have all persons here that they would want to have for purposes of this hearing?
Yes, Your Honor, we have our witness.
Okay. All right, so let's start off with the court's order. So the court was last on record for an entire hour on May 6, 2026. At that time, the court heard repeated objections from plaintiff's counsel about defenses that were raised without briefing. The court was asked multiple times to suppress and not allow defense to argue the defenses, as there was not an opportunity to review defense's arguments in advance. Approximately three or four times during the hearing, the court articulated that this was being presented as a contractual argument and that it was far more nuanced than a typical pay or vacate scenario. The only case that was discussed was Foisey from 1973. The court, at the conclusion of the show cause hearing, which again was an hour in length, indicated that it was certifying the matter for trial. Again, plaintiff's counsel asked the court to order that trial memorandums be required, and the court indicated all intentions of doing so. I listened to the entire show cause hearing yesterday to make sure that I didn't misremember the substance of the hearing. In drafting the pretrial order, in three separate places, I indicated that I needed briefing and for the court to receive a trial memorandum that was mandatory from both sides. I also gave 6 legal issues that the court expected to receive briefing about in order for the court to make an informed determination of the issues in this matter. On Friday, the court reviewed the cases set for trial this week, and I saw that no exhibits had been uploaded to our caseline system with the clerk. That was also ordered to be provided 5 court days in advance of the trial. I had my bailiff reach out to both parties to inquire whether parties had resolved this matter, as no exhibits and no plaintiff's trial brief had been filed. The court was informed by a response via email that plaintiff's counsel had no intentions of filing a trial memorandum and had no intentions of uploading any exhibits, but would endeavor to ask staff to move matters that had been filed in the court file into the exhibits. At approximately noon yesterday, that occurred. I have not had an opportunity to review whether all of the items that have been uploaded are the same items that are in the court file, but I still have yet to receive any trial memorandum or briefing from plaintiff's counsel. I have received a fairly extensive brief from defense. I've also, as of yesterday, received a motion to dismiss this matter from defense. And I'm going to start by first asking plaintiff's counsel why I shouldn't grant a motion to dismiss this matter.
Yes, Your Honor. I probably misremembered what happened at the last hearing also, because I thought that all of the lease and notice and service issues had been resolved at that hour-long hearing, and that we were going to be talking about the rent issue. I did also have and maybe I made bad notes, but I had a note on my file that said briefing 3 days in advance, but the order says what the order says. And I would just ask that this be resolved on the merits rather than on, technical issues or something, other than whether the tenant is in unlawful detainer?
I honestly can't believe that's your response, counsel. First off, what makes it easy for you to remember what happened in the hearing is that I wrote out all of the issues for you to brief. And I ended with the one issue that I had already ruled upon by defense's argument. And I indicated that I'd already made up my mind, but I was willing to consider a briefing for reconsideration if I had more case law to determine. I recall during the hearing your comment that if you're not comfortable, judge, in making a determination based on my assertions, this looks like a reasonable lease to me or a valid lease to me, then I don't know what to tell you. And I said there are thousands of cases for review of issues regarding contract interpretation. And so I just need some amount of guidance in terms of what law to apply. So I don't know what you mean about resolve this on the merits and not on a technicality. The Residential Landlord-Tenant Act is to be construed carefully, and I am asking parties to help me do so. And not only have you violated my order, but you're now defiantly asking that I excuse your failure to abide by the court's order and simply, by some type of righteous reason, just uphold a violation and evict this defendant. I'm going to give you one more chance to respond to me when I ask why you violated my order and why you're insisting that I need to go forward and simply rule on the merits during this trial.
I don't have any excuse, Your Honor. I know the order says what it says, and I did not comply with the order.
I gave this careful thought yesterday as to whether I would entertain a motion to continue, whether I would entertain a motion to dismiss, whether I would impose sanctions as part of a motion or an order to continue. But this is not the response that I expected. And it's startling to me that your response is that, well, I thought the briefing deadline was 3 court days. I didn't even mention that. I talked about exhibits. Yes, the trial memorandum was due fairly close to the trial, and you could have filed it when we asked you last week what was the status of this case. And you emailed back, no, I'm not filing a memo. And then yesterday you didn't file a memo. And then today you're insisting that you don't need to file a memo and I should just rule in your favor. You could have approached this hearing in a very different fashion, counsel, and I would have entertained a motion to continue. But given your position and how you're responding to the court, and your continued insistence that you don't need to abide by court orders, I'm granting defense's motion to dismiss this matter, and I will sign an order of limited dissemination. I'm going to ask that defense provide me those orders via robertson.court@kingcounty.gov. This hearing is concluded.
All rise.